From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting for a second day. U.S. President Donald Trump has spoken about mass shootings in schools and what he thinks should be done to help prevent more. He continues to advocate for arming teachers who want to carry guns in schools. While that has been met with criticism, the head of the National Rifle Association, or NRA, has also called for the hardening in schools.
We must immediately harden our schools. Every day. Every day, young children are being dropped off at schools that are virtually wide open, soft targets for anyone bent on mass murder. It should not be easier for a madman to shoot up a school than a bank or a jewelry store or some Hollywood gala.
Some victims and gun rights activists have called for a ban on semi-automatic rifles, such as the AR-15, which was used in the Florida shooting. Special counsel Robert Mueller filed additional criminal charges Thursday against President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, and campaign aide, Richard Gates. The 32-count indictment adds allegations of tax evasion and bank fraud to previous charges of money laundering and failure to register as foreign agents tied to work they did for pro-Russian politicians in Ukraine. Among the new charges are accusations that Manafort, with Gates' help, laundered more than $30 million through hidden offshore accounts and used his hidden overseas wealth to enjoy a lavish lifestyle in the United States without reporting or paying taxes. This is VOA News. UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said Thursday he hopes the UN Security Council will approve a proposed ceasefire, saying there is no alternative to halting the fighting and allowing humanitarian access.
In an increasing incremental militarization of the conflict in East Ghouta, where civilians are suffering.
Russia has objected to a draft UN resolution intended to implement a 30-day pause in fighting across Syria and lift the siege on the town of Eastern Ghouta. At a Security Council meeting that Moscow requested, its ambassador dismissed as not acceptable or not possible the proposed ceasefire and accompanying aid deliveries, along with large-scale medical evacuations. There's more anger and concern among northern Nigerian parents who say as many as 100 of their daughters are still missing after an attack by the Boko Haram militants. Yobe state government officials say about 50 girls remain unaccounted for in that Monday evening attack on Dapchi village. There have been conflicting reports over the number of girls accounted for and how many remain missing. Regional police and the education ministry initially denied that the students were abducted and said they were said to be hiding in the bush after fleeing the attack. The United Nations Atomic Agency says Iran is adhering to key aspects of the deal it struck during the 2015 international accord aimed at curbing Tehran's nuclear weapons development. U.S. President Donald Trump has criticized what he says are disastrous flaws in the agreement. He has pushed the countries that agreed to the Iran pact to overhaul it, but they have rebuffed him and have continued to support the agreement. Mr. Trump has threatened to pull the U.S. out of that agreement. Meanwhile, on the issue of nuclear weapons, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley spoke to a group in the U.S. city of Chicago about North Korea and its nuclear program and the needed sanctions against it.
After 25 years of failed bipartisan attempts to bribe the North Koreans into ending their nuclear pursuit, we realized that we have to stop the revenue streams that support it. In the last year, the Security Council has unanimously passed three major, increasingly comprehensive sanctions packages against North Korea. The resolutions ban all North Korean exports, 90% of their trade, 30% of their oil, and we are essentially closing down North Korea's lucrative foreign labor program.
The U.S. Department of Justice is moving toward stripping naturalized citizenships from five men who allegedly lied about sexually abusing children during the interviews and in paperwork. Two of the defendants are from Mexico. The other three are from Colombia, Ghana, and the Philippines. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.